Lonely night surrounds you.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. And this is brought to you by RBN. The phone number to call in, and I wish you would, is 1-800-313-9443. And the show is all about exposing corruption, both in your community, in the state community, and in the federal government. Because that's the only way to combat corruption, is by exposing it. So let's talk about that. Call in and let's expose some of this stuff. Lately, I don't know if you've noticed, but Black Lives Matter has arisen again. They were kind of quiet for a while, at least by the media, they were kind of quiet, but now they're not so quiet. What I can't believe is that a hate group that specifically targets police officers, wanting to kill them, the threats to kill them and to harm them, is allowed to operate. I guess it's okay now. You can openly threat a certain organization or a certain person and get away with it, and sit there, and the media goes ahead and spreads the message, and they can just operate with impunity. Now, how can that be? How can any organization that promotes hate, and of course is racist, for which they call everybody else, allowed to operate? Why doesn't the federal government shut them down, prosecute them, and put them in jail? If any other group other than Black Lives Matter decides they want to do something like that, they'd be shut down so fast it'd make your head spin. I hate that kind of corruption. I hate that kind of politics, which allows a group like Black Lives Matter to operate. For those that are uninformed, Black Lives Matter, well, all lives matter. Not just black lives. And why do they exist? Because they believe that it's so oppressed, so misunderstood. What a bunch of garbage. I'd like to see people just ignore Black Lives Matter and not even come out and even have the media cover their activities. They should be arrested. But will this federal government do that? No, because it's not politically correct. It's the wrong skin color to go after. Well, I want everybody to think about this the next time a police officer is killed. For those of you that don't even realize it, Obama killed a lot of police officers. And he had Black Lives Matter to the White House, giving them authenticity. God. You know, we have a Muslim that wants to be president. For those that don't know, we've already had a Muslim that was president. Look what he did. He left this country in a shamble. So if you get a chance, call in. 1-800-313-9443. And throw your opinion out. Let's see if we're the same mindset. How do we make this country great? We expose the corruption immediately whenever we see it. I wish I had the information that exposes corruption all across the United States, but I don't. I rely on people like you to inform the public through this radio show of what is happening. And if you don't do it, well then you have to just sit there and suffer the consequences. You know, I was reflecting upon some of my old experiences as a police officer. And for those that don't know, I've been a police officer for 39 years. I had about 5 or maybe even 10 more years left in me. But the department decided to medically retire me. And I had some medical problems, but nothing that wouldn't have allowed me to stay in the field and function. But this is how the police department operates. Once they use you and abuse you, well, then they medically retire you so that you go into retirement. And sometimes it's a mental or a medical reason. And in my case, it was a medical reason. But they took advantage of it and got rid of me because I was exposing the corruption that was occurring in the department. And that's a very sad thing, especially when you have such good people that are trying to do the right thing and have the right ideology. But for some reason, the top administration has to operate in the corruption mode in order to survive, in order for the department to look good. They have to make concessions. They have to make decisions on your life. If your life, if you're caught in a situation where you're criminally charged, your life is in their hands. And they can make it look like anything they want to. And that's where I step in. I step in and I say, no, no more. You do it right. And you can do it right. But it's ugly, folks. Police work is dirty. It's ugly. For the most part, it's done properly. But every once in a while, the administration steps in and says, no, we don't want that person charged. No, we feel that that wouldn't be in the interest of the community and in our pockets. Because folks, they do profit from the activities of the police department. They do it with like vehicle maintenance. They do it for food for the prisoners that are catered. Anywhere that the administration can stick their fingers in the operation of the police department, they do. They profit. The police department is charged so much for gasoline. There's a surcharge that is on top of that charge for gasoline. Allegedly, that is to ensure that everybody else can run out of gasoline, but the police department will not because of this surcharge that they charge for each gallon of gas they use. Well, my question is, where does that surcharge go? Does it go into the pockets of the administration or the people that run the gas stations? Where does the surcharge go? That's money that is taken away from taxpayers. Everything in the police department, the services that are for the jail and for the maintenance of equipment for the police department, the administration has got their fingers in it. The police administration has their fingers in it, and they profit. They profit from the operation of the police department. Whenever there is a very political case, like the case of O.J. Simpson. For those of you that don't know, I am the person that arrested him. But you won't find that in any of the records because they've been expunged, they've been removed, and
obliterated, changed. I had four pieces of evidence that should have been presented in the court trial, but they disregarded it. It doesn't exist. This is what I'm talking about, the manipulation of the criminal charges that are against people. Yes, O.J. Simpson was guilty of being associated with people that tried to rob and kidnapped these dealers and took his former property back and other people's property back. Those memorabilia dealers had all kinds of stuff from other people, but O.J. Simpson and his crew took that property, and they took it by force. They had guns. They went in and secured the memorabilia dealers so that they couldn't leave. They moved them from one point to another inside the room, and it constitutes kidnapping. Yes, he's guilty of it. And even more, I have a taped voluntary conversation that O.J. Simpson admitted to being involved in the robbery of the memorabilia dealers. He named the people that were assisting him. And he also talked about the guns being produced in order to threaten the memorabilia dealers. Well, that tape, for which I had in my car, because I transported O.J. Simpson from his motel room back to the station. This is where he talked about the crime. That tape recording and the tape recorder was stolen from my police desk by my coworkers. They were forced to do that. This is corruption at its highest. So we have a booking form. We have a Miranda rights card. We have a officer's report that depicted the conversation that we had in the car, which covered the complete crime down at the Palace Station. And we have a arrest report that depicted all the people that were there at the Rio. Correction, at the Palace, not the Palace Station, the loss for words, across from Rio, the large hotel there, and his removal from the his suite at the on the 23rd floor. I was there. I'm the one that put the handcuffs on it, and then transported him in my car, where the conversation between him and I, for which I didn't ask any questions, and he voluntarily talked about the crime at the Palace Station. That never made it to court, folks. That tape recording and the tape recorder never made it to court. In fact, the four detectives that went up and arrested O.J. Simpson were never mentioned. Never mentioned in the court trial. Now, you think that would be kind of important on who arrested O.J. Simpson. But not in Las Vegas. Las Vegas makes up their own rules. Very sad situation. What's sadder is that this police department is guilty of conspiring to murder a corrections officer by the name of Kevin Scott Daly back in November of 2007. Now we need to talk a little bit about Officer Kevin Scott Daly, LVMPD Officer Kevin Scott Daly. He came into $3 million for a wrongful death suit to his child from a private doctor. Well, the powers to be saw a source of money, and they involved him possibly into the HOA scandal. Well, he was pretty much a target for the FBI. The FBI caught him, turned him, and inserted him back into the police department. He was given a job inside the jail, and subsequently, in November, the first week, failed to show up. Well, not a secret that they turned him, and the police department, in order to control him, gave him a job back as a corrections officer. He had gone through the police academy and was a patrol officer, and was operating as a patrol officer, but now he is a corrections officer in a module, secured and contained by the police administration. Soon, in the first week of November, Officer Kevin Scott Daly failed to show up. Failed to show up for work. Now, in the police world, that is a big deal. You fail to show up for work, you don't call in, and now all of a sudden a investigation needs to be initiated. But not in this case. For some reason, the police department failed to initiate a proper investigation and basically wanted to see this thing just disappear. The corrections officers that worked with Kevin Scott Daly decided to protest and had formed a search party that consisted of police officers, corrections officers, their families or friends, and anyone else that was interested. 2 weeks after Kevin Scott Daly failed to show up for work, his vehicle was found by Lake Mead in Henderson jurisdiction, and it was burned up to a crisp. Well, that's where, and no remains or bodies were found at that time. Well, that was a good starting point for the volunteer search party. So they went out and started searching from that burned out vehicle in a 360 degree search pattern. Well, they didn't have to go far because they found Kevin Scott Daly's severed head. Just his head, no body, no clothes, no nothing. Just his head out there in the field. In the by Lake Mead. Henderson police were notified. They came on out and took report. That was that. Well, this led to this voluntary search party to protest that this investigation is not even being started. The LVMPD intelligence section responded to the scene and told everyone in the search party to shut their mouth, to keep quiet. This was being investigated, and they were in charge. Well, they're pretty well intimidated, and this is the end of November of 2007, and since that time, this was a pretty quiet situation. I even was not aware at Kevin Scott Daly's death and the way his death occurred, and I was in the robbery homicide section. None of the robbery or the homicide section officers were aware of this death. Kept it pretty quiet until 2013. 2013, during legal depositions, this information came out about Kevin Scott Daly. One of the people that was there in the search party came forward. Well, looks like it's time for a break, and we'll be back.
Got on up. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world into submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, Lord Martinez. Show is called American Honor, brought to you by RBN. The call in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to hear your feelings about some of the stuff we're talking about. I was talking about the murder of LVMPD officer Kevin Scott Daly. Nobody in the police department will talk about that particular murder, but they don't realize that it was one of our own that was murdered and kept quiet. I'm not saying that the police administration had their hand in this grisly thing. I'm saying they knew about it. They covered it up. They knew the people that were involved. And they were let on what happened. This is an ugly thing, folks. And it won't go away until it is properly investigated. I found out through my contacts that the autopsy report on Kevin Scott Daly's head, severed head, has disappeared 6 hours after it was put in from the coroner's office. That's the Clark County Coroner's Office. It's not there. So whoever eventually decides they're going to clean up this place. They need to start with the murder of Kevin Scott Daly, as grisly as that was. Find out who was involved, who knew about it, and of course the sheriff at that time knew about what was going on. That would have been former Sheriff Doug Gillespie. And needs to be questioned about what happened.
For those of you who don't know, the sheriff knows everything that happens to any one of the employees. It's a big deal. Because that employee has officer status. And we're not talking about the clerks. We're talking about the officers that actually do the work and have peace officer status. Major investigation should be initiated, but never was in his case. Why not? Well, because he was involved in the HOA scandal. Well, that would have opened up a whole can of worms. Four mid-level supervisors were sucked into that. Be former Lieutenant Morris Madley, former Lieutenant Kim, Benjamin Kim, Captain Sutton, and but four mid-level supervisors were indicted. One committed suicide, allegedly, before going to trial. So, you have to understand that any corruption, any crime that's committed by any employee of a police department, the head of that police department knows about it, either condones or tolerates it, and that's the only way that corruption in the police department can exist, if it is tolerated and condoned by upper police management. So that's the bottom line. So when you see corruption like this, like the HOA scandal that indicted four mid-level supervisors, well, that pretty much tells you that the head of the police department condones and tolerates criminal activity and corruption. How'd you like to work for a place like that? With an ideology that the law is the law, you commit a crime, you're going to do the time, and you're going to be arrested. Why can't people understand this? I don't know. But they continue on, they keep electing individuals that are very low in character, very low in morality, and actually control your life if you get into a jam. You are basically their property once you get involved in some kind of crime. There's the music. Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. I'm back. It's American Honor is the name of the show. RBN is producing and making this available. Please call in at 1-800-313-9443. And we're talking about exposing corruption and certain corrupted matters that need to be addressed. Talk about LVMPD Corrections Officer Kevin Scott Daly and the severed head murder that was witnessed by several employees, especially corrections officers, and were told to keep their mouth shut by the LVMPD intelligence section, which worked basically organized crime and stuff like the HOA scandal. But again, were bought and paid for, and only about I would say 80% of the people involved in the HOA scandal were actually indicted. And this scandal also involved mid-level LVMPD officers. So the corruption is there. It's identifying it and exposing it. And as an employee, longtime employee of the LVMPD, I attempted to do that, expose that corruption, and do the right thing. And this was done basically, 2010 was a very volatile year. It had to do with the
Costco shooting and the Givens shooting and the corruption of a crew of robbers and rapists that were having a free hand in our community. A task force was formed to find these people and to prosecute them. Certain techniques that this task force basically utilized were not always in proper order. I, for one, was involved just as an outsider in seeing some of these tactics of searching houses with warrants and obtaining evidence, and that evidence, which never made it to the LVMPD vault, was tainted. And the only way, because the suspects wore masks, gloves, and condoms, and victimized these people in their homes. Well, this evidence that was tainted had involved the FBI, because they were going to take over the case, because one of the victims was an LVMPD lieutenant. His family was the victim. And they felt that prosecuting the case would be prejudicial. So the FBI took over the case, and I personally informed them of the tainting of the evidence and the mishandling of the evidence through the police department and the FBI. Well, the FBI and the Justice Department gave the case back to LVMPD, and the charges were minimized, and the plea was quickly done, so that the suspects could be incarcerated and silenced. This was this information was transmitted to the FBI by me to explain to them what was happening within the police department. Several things happened after that, where the newly re-elected DA, David Roger, he had voluntarily stepped down from his position. It should be noted that he was involved directly with the charges being brought against the suspects in the series of robberies and rapes that were occurring all across the community. I have the information of who was indicted, what was involved, what charges were levied against these individuals, well, five individuals that were involved in this. More individuals were involved that could not be indicted, lack of evidence to charge them. Well, this is what's happening in Las Vegas, the sea of corruption. And the only way to clean it up is to elect somebody with the character and ideology that we expect in a sheriff. And that's coming up, folks, in 2018, the election for the Clark County Sheriff will be started. And if people do not get involved in this, then it's their own fault, because they're going to have to suffer with somebody if they're corrupt. Everybody is at risk of violating the law. The bunny situation that's still occurring, where Bundy and his family and his friends, other patriots, are still incarcerated in federal prison because the feds have
total power and who's to be incarcerated and why. And even remember the Bundys and the American Patriots that assisted him is still going on. And this is a travesty. They haven't even been charged with anything. They're just held because they feel that they're a menace and would continue to terrorize the United States with their activities. It looks like we got Charlie in L.A. on the line. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Hey, are you still an active duty Vegas cop?
Negative. 2010 is when they forced me to medically retire.
You remember the days of the Running Rebels and Richard Perry?
I don't remember the name Richard Perry, but the Running Rebels, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Why is that?
Oh, that's okay. Say, what's the average pay right now for a, not a veteran cop, but somebody that's been on the force for 7 years in Las Vegas, would you say?
7 years, huh? I would say probably around $60,000-$70,000 a year.
Yeah. You know, that issue with War Machine that went on for a while there in town?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Could you explain to me just exactly what he did? I mean, the way I understand it, he walked in on his girlfriend getting popped by another guy. And he knocked him around.
Yeah. I don't recall the other guy. But I do know that the explanation of her getting worked over by War Machine was pretty prevalent in the news. But they apparently they minimized the other guy. They just didn't want to make that an issue. The issue was that he worked his girlfriend over pretty good.
Well, she didn't even need reconstructive surgery.
Uh huh.
And
what? That it was all superficial.
Yeah, I mean, did he kidnap? I mean, kidnap her? What was? I mean, look it. I get the feeling that the UFC kind of wanted to put him away for life because he was bad for business, talking about the bad working conditions, the low pay, the no retirement, no benefits, friends committing suicide. I mean, how do you go to prison on something that you usually would get 5 years in any other city?
You have a point there. The political influence with Las Vegas into criminal activity, they're bought and paid for. Look at O.J. Simpson. Under normal circumstances, he would have got about 3-4 years.
Right.
Instead, he got 9 to 33 years.
Yeah, I guess you can't mess with that Vegas machine, you know.
No, that Vegas machine is alive and well. It's, in fact, is during the O.J. Simpson thing, I like to refer to it because I'm the guy that arrested him. And none of my reports, my arrest report, my officer's report, the Miranda rights card, and a booking form had my name all over it and my partner's name. And that never made it to court. Plus a digital recording of our conversation inside my car, for which he admitted to everything that occurred down in the Palace Station. How's that for corruption?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was one of those guys that back in the day thought O.J. was guilty of killing his wife.
Uh-huh.
And there was probably only one person in all of Las Vegas at that time that thought he was innocent, and we were ready to throw him off the balcony. I think today, over the years and what I've seen with how the media manipulates everything, I am open to the possibility that O.J. was framed.
Framed for which one? The
killing his wife.
Oh, kill his wife? Well, that one is so convoluted that, it could have been his son, it could have been his friends, it could have been him. The evidence was not properly conducted. If you would look, when that was going on in the LVMPD, about half of us were saying that it was all political, and the other half says, well, no, he did it. I mean, all the evidence, the blood, spatters, the knife, and him getting on an airplane, that's where that knife is. That knife is in, where was it that he got on the airplane for, Illinois or Michigan or one of those places? That's where that knife is. I'm never going to find it. So, the evidence was so tainted. And those officers were so blindsided by his celebrity status that the investigation wasn't conducted properly. Do you know that starstruck thing with O.J. when I arrested him? I saw it too in two of my co-workers. They were just awestruck by his celebrity status and his presence. So, I mean, that's very powerful. Very powerful thing when you arrest a celebrity, or at least some of the people.
Look, a lot of celebrities have very suspicious downfalls, like Michael Jackson. They turned him into a child molester before he ended up dead. Now, I was pretty much convinced that he was framed on that. He was railroaded on the child molestation charge. And then he ended up dead a couple of years later. And OJ, you know, I think they wanted him out of the way of the media. I think OJ had a lot of worldwide respect. And instead of just whacking him.
Including me.
Yeah, it was a way to get OJ Simpson out of the way.
Could be. I believe that he did conspire to kidnap and rob those memorabilia dealers. Like I said, I had firsthand knowledge that he was there. We have video that he was there, it was pretty much a slam dunk case. But the penalties that he incurred are not consistent with what he did. Okay, so, and like I said, in normal average stuff, he would have probably got about 3 years, then about 2 years, got probation and went on with his life.
You're talking
instead,
about what?
He got 9 to 13. No, I'm talking about the O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that, yeah, and, the civil trial. I figured if O.J. really did it, look, I'll get off the line, but I figured if O.J. really did it back in the day, he would have been tried and convicted. He didn't do it the way I see it now, today, and that's why he got off.
Well, so. I'm thinking a little different way and a little different perspective. Had he been convicted of that murder, or the murderers, L.A. would have been burned down to the ground. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm starting to lean. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else did it and he got convicted in the media for it. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, okay, Charlie, call anytime you like. Bye-bye. Well, interesting commentary that O.J. might have been framed for the killing in L.A. That's a possibility. Anything's a possibility nowadays. I've seen it. I've seen these lies by these political managers and the media over and over again. I could have a conversation about the Twin Towers that would last for days on how that was manipulated. The people that own the towers and own building number 7, they did this for insurance purposes, and they made it look like a terrorist attack with the help of the federal government, of course. And I think it was all staged. those buildings were demolished. And then nobody wants to talk about building number 7, because building number 7 also fell down too right on its foundation and appeared to be demolished, controlled demolition. And nobody wants to talk about that. Every time you mention building number 7, they says, what are you talking about? And I said, building number 7 also fell down like building number 1 and 2. All right, we'll be back in a second.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, working for a living.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If the lonely night surrounds you.
All right, this is Gordon Martin. Back. The name of the show is American Honor, brought to you by RBN. There's still about 3 minutes left in the show. Give me a call, 1-800-313-9443, and let's talk a little bit about corruption. So, anyway, getting back to the O.J. Simpson case that was brought up, that was a conversation between me and Charlie in L.A. For those of you that don't know, four documents, legal documents, were omitted from the case. Now, this is exculpatory evidence, and it's called inculpatory evidence that never made it to trial. Personally, well, the evidence would have made him even more guilty, but that's not the point. The point is that
The evidence never made it to court. And this gives OJ an angle. If his defense staff would just jump on it, they violated his rights. They violated his First Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment rights. But for some reason, OJ's defense team doesn't want to jump on this. And I talked to them. I told them I was the person that arrested OJ Simpson, and I produced a four documents that should have been entered into court, plus a tape recording, a legal tape recording of OJ Simpson admitting to the crime. And they have knowledge of this and said they would get back with me. Well, they haven't gotten back with me. I think OJ has a basis for a civil rights violation because that evidence was not introduced. I think he has them. But his defense team, for some reason, doesn't want to do this. Either they've been threatened, coerced, extorted, or some other reason why they don't bring that up. I think that would have got him out of prison a lot earlier than he thought. So he should be paroled this year, but we'll see. It's a political game. He was charged with several counts of criminal activity, and he was given a sentence of 933 years. So we'll see if he makes parole. He's confident, and a lot of people are confident that he's going to make parole. He's getting a substantial retirement plan from the NFL, and he could live a pretty good life if he was paroled. So just for yucks, I say that he has a basis for a complaint for a civil rights violation if his defense team would just jump on it. So anyway, we are coming to the close of the show, and I hope everybody was listening in, and I wish they would participate and call in and talk about corruption. Talk about if you have corruption in your community and what you can do about it. And again, remember that you're talking to a real ex-cop, 39 years in the field, and only deals in truth. I don't like to deal in fake news. I don't like to deal in all this hate groups that shouldn't be even formed because they're threatening to kill police officers and citizens. This is totally wrong. You cannot support a group like this to function. But that again is another story. So with that being said, I'm going to sign off, and I wish you all well, and stay safe. This is Gordon Martinez, American Honor, brought to you by RBN, and signing off.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.